Okay.
Yes, King.
I
Can
think,
we start?
or let me just admit me, Honorable Hendricks, and then
Okay.
yeah.
Greetings, Chair.
Greetings, Queen. How are you?
Good, good, good. Greetings, all the other honourable members.
Thank you.
Okay, Chair.
Thank you, King.
I think we can start.
Thank you. Good morning, honorable members, and our officials. Let me take this opportunity and open this meeting by welcoming you and indicating briefly the purpose of this meeting. Honorable members, the purpose of today's meeting is to get a presentation of an amended 2021 quarter one committee program, as well as consideration of our minutes of the 10th February 2021. The next item, which is crucial, will be the presentation of the analysis of SONA of 2021 SMEs perspective. Since, honorable members, we are waiting for today's budget by the minister, again, we've got four priorities. It's supposed to work along those priorities as pronounced or announced by the president during his SONA. So it is critical for us as honorable members, because our role is to do oversight, to make sure that we get an analysis of this announcement by the president, where we're going to be briefed about the relief grant, as well as the loan guarantee scheme, and many, many other issues, including both product markets, including more localization, including a lot of things. It is good for us to have an understanding and the implication of these priorities, issues of consideration, because while doing oversight, we need to consider certain things. Are these priorities speaking to the current situation? What are the department's targets? What are the challenges which are being faced by this department? What is the negative impact or positive impact towards the people who are saying we are trying to serve, called small business in the name of SMEs? So I believe honorable members will listen attentively to our researcher while presenting that particular analysis, and then we'll engage, we'll take it from there. It will also assist us as honorable members to be able to develop our own strat plan based on those priorities, because these priorities are going to be our guideline, and we're going to make sure that when the department table is APP, we're able to compare and to look whether the department is speaking to this pronouncement by the president. So as a portfolio committee, we are blessed today to can be given such a detailed analysis by our researcher. So we'll now zoom to item two. That was the purpose and opening of the meeting. You're warmly welcome, honorable members. And then the next item is roll call and apologies. Can King brief us whether we do have apologies or not? Over to you, King.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, colleagues. Chairperson, I didn't receive any apology. However, Mr. de Villiers indicated that he would be having another commitment, so he will leave at 11 if it happens that we have not finished. And then also, Honorable Hendricks has indicated that he would like to leave at 11:30 for heads up a meeting with the Minister of Finance. So those are the apologies that we have received, but they are now in the meeting. They'll be leaving at that particular time. Then thirdly, Chairperson, I would like to inform the committee, the Chairperson and the committee, that we have received a new member who will be joining the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development. We've received the documentation, and then we have been told that Professor Nsimang has been shifted to another portfolio committee. Hence, then we have been given or assigned Honorable Inkosi Uluthuli, who will be the new member of the committee representing the Inkatha Freedom Party. He is in the meeting, and then I'll hand over to the chairperson for welcoming him. Thank you very much.
Thank you, King. We appreciate our new member, new in the portfolio committee, not that is new in parliament. Honorable Inkosi Lithuli, you are warmly welcome in this portfolio committee. You are lucky, Ndabezitha, because you are joining us today, where you are going to get a briefing for the first time, an analysis by the researcher, just to empower us to understand those priorities or those announcements by the president. Let me indicate this to Honorable Inkosi Lithuli, that we were working harmoniously with Professor Msimango. We wish him well where he has been redeployed to, but we really appreciate his wisdom, his discipline, his dedication in the portfolio committee. We'll miss him. However, we believe that since you are from one crawl, the very same skills which were being demonstrated by Rolf will still receive them from you. Ours as the portfolio committee is to join hands. We are a portfolio committee, we are not political parties. Hence, we are working as a team, we are working as a collective. Yes, we may have different views, but we are articulating them in a spirit which seeks to build the country. So we believe that your presence will still assist this portfolio committee. With those few ways, on behalf of the portfolio committee, Honorable Inkosi Lithuli, you are warmly welcome to the PC of Small Business in the National Assembly. I would like you to greet us because we are on session, just to greet us so that we can hear the voice. Over to you, Honorable Inkosi Lithuli.
Good morning, Chair. Thank you very much to have this opportunity of greeting everybody as a member of this committee. And I believe that we are going to work hand in hand, same like where I was before. in the cooperative government and traditional affairs, we were working very close to each other without no quarrel. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak to the committee. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can we receive him by giving him a round of applause, honorable members, all of us? It's a sign of welcoming you as our new member. Thank you so much. Then we'll move to the next item on our agenda, which is adoption of the agenda. The agenda is before us on the screen, honorable members, with those following items. I don't know whether members would like to have any item before we adopt the agenda, but this is the proposed agenda for today. If there is no any item which we feel we want to include, can I have a mover for the adoption of the agenda, honorable members?
Chairperson.
Yes.
I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Honorable Lorraine has moved. Any seconder? Honorable member?
Seconded.
Thank you so much. The agenda has been duly adopted. Now we are moving to the next item, which is presentation of an amended 2021 quarter one committee program. King, can you take us through?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, on screen here, I hope it's visible. This is the quarter one committee program, which was adopted with some amendments. So what we have done in accordance with what was raised in the meeting of the 10th of February, whereby we have inserted the meeting of today, where we're getting the analysis of the state of nation address on the SMMEs perspective. Then in the afternoon, members will be in the house for a budget speech, which is going to be a joint sitting. Then on the 3rd of March, we shall be receiving a briefing on the 2020-21 quarter two performance reports of the Department of Small Business Development, Small Enterprise Finance Agency, and Small Enterprise Development Agency. Then on the 10th of March, we'll also be receiving a briefing on the reports of 2020-2021 quarter three performance report of the department and its agencies, which is the CIFA and CEDA. Then Chairperson, on the 17th of March, we'll be conducting an oversight virtual meeting with the beneficiaries of the COVID-19 relief fund. So as we have indicated in the previous meeting, that this quota has been designed in a manner that it's a way of conducting oversight, which starts from getting the reports of the performance of the department and the entities. And then on the 17th, we'll be having that discussions virtually, which is, we have termed it a virtual oversight, where we'll be inviting some of the beneficiaries of the COVID-19 relief fund. Chairperson, I hear present this amended program and hope it is according to the recommendation and the inputs of members of the committee that was presented on the 10th of February 2021. I move that the members adopt the program. as amended.
Thank you. Thank you, King. Honorable members, here is the amended program as agreed that we need to include item which will deal with oversight, since we haven't done anything because of this disruption by COVID-19. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the amended program for 2021? First quarter.
Chairperson, it's Honorable Mieni. I move for the adoption of the.
Who's moving?
It's Honorable Mieni.
Okay, Honorable Mieni has moved. Any seconder, Honorable members?
Lorraine seconds.
Thank you, Ms. Lorraine. Can we go back to our agenda? Quickly, the next item, according to my agenda, King, is consideration and adoption of the 10th of February, 2021.
Chairperson, I'll give it to you. These are the minutes of the Portfolio Committee meeting conducted on the 10th of February 2021.
Can I have inputs page by page, because we have read the minutes? Page 1. Can you move to page 2? Braking, can you move to page 2?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, move to page 2, please. No correction. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Thank you. That's the last page. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired on the 10th of February 2021? Honorable members, those who were present.
Yeah, I move.
Thank you, Whip.
I move.
There is a mover by the Whip, by Honorable Jacobs. Any seconder?
I do second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bridget. Minutes have been adopted. Can we go back to the agenda, Braking? According to the agenda, is the presentation. Presentation of the analysis of SONA 2021 SMEs perspective. What is SONA 2021 saying about small enterprises? We'll now hand over to our researcher, Sesnwabis, to take us through. Try to be brief, because we've got a session during the afternoon. I'd like members to rest so that we go and listen to the treasurer attentively. Try to be brief, but stick to your points properly.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. About 2 weeks ago, the president presented his 2021 State of the Nation address on the 11th of February, and it comes on the backdrop of the economic damages that were caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. So as you see there, we're looking at today, what were the pronouncements that were made in light of the the damages caused by the COVID-19. So my second screen there talks about the two main themes that come from the State of the Nation address, which are economic recovery from COVID-19. Why economic recovery? Because the economy shrank by 6% and unemployment has reached the 30% mark. It was always hovering around 25-27%. Now it's on the 30% mark. Secondly, the second theme is about the action plan to restore growth and create jobs. This plan is based on the economic reconstruction and recovery plan. And the president mentioned that the State of the Nation address is basically a report back on the economic reconstruction and recovery plan. So the State of the Nation address focuses on four priority areas. Basically, there are four pillars of this year's State of the Nation address, and namely infrastructure, rollout, local production, the employment stimulus, and expanding energy generation capacity. What is the connection between what the State of the Nation address pronounced on and the Department of Small Businesses and the PC? The role of the department, as mentioned in its annual report, the mission is that the department is the mission of the department is coordination, integration, and mobilization of efforts and resources towards the creation of an enabling environment for the growth and sustainability of small businesses and cooperatives. And so if you look at those four priority areas, they have the SMMEs feature very prominently in those four priority areas. They have a significant impact. Those four priority areas have a significant impact on the development of SMMEs and cooperatives. And therefore, when it comes to the portfolio committee, the portfolio committee has a role to play, and that is oversight. That is to oversee the actions of the department and make sure that they are in line with the pronouncements made by the president. So what are those pronouncements? We're going to be looking at those pronouncements in respect of the four priority areas. So the president mentioned the four priority areas, unpacked them, and so now we are also going to look at what are the implications for the portfolio committee on small business development. So the first issue that we're going to look at is COVID-19 relief measures. The announcements that were made were the following. The president made an announcement about the $1.3 billion that was provided as support to small businesses, and also the $18.9 billion in loans from the loan guarantee scheme. And also the president announced that the National Treasury will work with partners and stakeholders on improvements to the loan guarantee scheme. So we're going to focus, when it comes to the debt relief measures, we're going to focus on the debt relief fund to look at the support that was provided to the SMMEs and also the progress made on the loan guarantee scheme. So how did the debt relief fund perform? So remember that the debt relief fund is meant to support SMMEs who are negatively affected by COVID-19. That's the progress. If you look at the bottom, That is the progress of, that was the progress made. The CIFA, which administers the debt relief fund, received over 35,000 applications, 1,497 were approved, and to the value of 513 million rand. And the amount that was disbursed was 316 million or 62% of the 513 million. The reasons for underperformance, the minister gives the reason as the easing of lockdown as a result of reopening of businesses. Some businesses did not come back for the rest of the funds. And then what is the PC's responsibility? Our responsibility as the PC there is to invite the department to come and discuss and expand on the implications of the lower than expected uptake on the SMME demand for financial assistance. What is the department going to do with the unspent funds, and possibly the impact of the delays? Has been the impact of the delays in disbursements? Moving on to the loan guarantee scheme. The loan guarantee scheme is a collaboration between government and commercial banks. It was launched in May last year, and it is worth about 200 billion rand to provide relief to businesses that were hit by COVID. The scheme also underperformed, as we see there, only 27% of the applications were approved and were taken up by the applicants. And the reasons that are given for the underperformance is that the weak economic outlook and inconsistent policy and regulations hamper business owners' ability to generate income, the income that they need to repay the loans. And secondly, that the scheme was not for non-COVID related companies in distress, and that with the Reserve Bank and National Treasury can actually change that criteria so that the rest of the funds can be dispersed to companies that are in need. So what are the oversight implications? The portfolio committee could ask the banks and BASA to brief the committee on the loan guarantee scheme, their concerns, including the criteria used to provide assistance, and to just expand on the inconsistent policy and regulation bottlenecks that they have identified. Furthermore, on the issues for consideration, the president also reported that when there were reports that surfaced last year about possible fraud and corruption in procurement, and so government acted swiftly and decisively to address those issues before the portfolio committee could actually call the department and ask them to just share on the extent to which the department and its entities were affected by fraud and corruption in procurement, the procurement of COVID-related goods and services, and on internal controls. What measures did the department or has the department put in place to prevent fraud and corruption? So now we look at the four focus areas that are identified in the State of the Nation address, and we'll start with the first one. What are the pronouncements made on the first one, which is the priority one, infrastructure rollout? Infrastructure development plays a key role in job creation and economic growth. So it's important that the president would make it a key number one, a priority number one focus area. So the president said there that we have now developed an infrastructure investment project pipeline worth about 340 billion in network industries such as energy, water, transport, and telecommunications. So the challenge when it comes to SMMEs and infrastructure development is that this was also identified by the department in its stretch plan 2020 to 2025 stretch plan, that the SMMEs need access to economic infrastructure so that they can access information, financial support, and the markets that they need in order to sell their goods and services, so that they can also grow and contribute meaningfully to the economy. So one of the intervention measures that was identified by the department is the establishment of 12 product markets over a period of 3 years where small businesses will trade their products. The oversight role of Parliament could include the following. When I mean Parliament, I mean us as the Portfolio Committee. We could ask the department to just brief the committee on the strategy and the role of its, the role that its entities can play in ensuring that SMMEs are ready to take the opportunity that is presented by the infrastructure investment of 340 billion rand in energy, water, transport, in all those sectors, because all the sectors in the economy will have an SMME component to them. So it's important that we find out from the department as a coordinator and a facilitator of the SMMEs, what, how are they prepared for this investment? Secondly, looking at progress on the establishment of product markets and infrastructure development for SMMEs. Chairperson, here we can ask the department about to present on the challenges that they are confronting in this regard, because we're supposed to be having at least three product markets, and we need to find out what is their way forward in this regard, Chairperson. So moving on to the next slide. The next slide on the left there focuses on local, it's pronouncements on local production. So the president made these following pronouncements, that government is creating a larger market for small businesses and designated 1,000 locally produced products that must be procured from SMMEs. Support for Black small-scale farmers is being stepped up with a large beverage producer committing to expand their procurement policy. Cabinet approved the SMME-focused localization policy framework, which identifies their 1,000 products. And also there are 4 master plans that have been completed and signed to date, which are part of the social compact between the labor, business, government and communities, and have already had an impact in different industries. And so there we're also looking at the SMME perspective, or where the SMMEs can play a role in the in regards to the master plans. So those are the pronouncements, and the pronouncements, more pronouncements on local production include the following. Chairperson, Honorable Hendricks has raised his hand.
Okay.
Honorable Hendricks,
what is your problem?
I've got no problems. I only wanted to give the chairman a heads up that when she calls for comments, and I would like to say something.
Okay, because you will have to leave me. I will prioritize you, Lasbon, so that you say something before he leaves. Okay, proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Other pronouncements on localization. The president said that this year we will begin to harness the opportunities presented by the African Continental Free Trade Area. The Free Trade Area provides a platform for South African businesses to expand into markets across the continent. and for South Africa to position itself as a gateway to the continent. The president also announced that the BEES portal platform has completed new businesses. Let me just read the whole paragraph. We have worked to facilitate investment by increasing the ease of doing business, including by making it easier to start a business. In the past year, more than 125,000 new companies have been registered through BEES portal platform, completing their registration in just a matter of hours from the comfort of their homes or offices. So that is on the ease of doing business. And then on the automotive sector, the president announced that the Ford Motor Company announced a $16 billion investment to expand the manufacturing facility in Tshwane. And where do we fit as stakeholders in the SME sector? This investment will support the growth of around 12 small and medium enterprises in the automotive sector. However, the localization in the country is not new, and challenges have been experienced by government. And these are some of the challenges. Local content verification. It's difficult to verify the local content in products that are being procured. Number two, you find that departments do not provide local content requirements when they advertise, when they advertise designated tenders. And then also there's a lack of proper evaluation of bid tenders in line with local content requirements by some organs of the state. There's also manipulation of bid prices to make sure that people meet their content requirements. And there's also illicit importation of products which are supposed to be manufactured here in the country in line with localization policies. Secondly, market size, low-cost products, skills, and capacity, and lack of capacity. So some businesses will argue that we do not have sufficient economies of scale for our manufacturing sector to support their companies. That's why they prefer to look at other markets. So the size of the local market is restrictive and too small if relied upon by local manufacturers. Suppliers are competing with low cost products from China. It was also said that research conducted by universities is not necessarily assisting small businesses, but it is not commercially driven. It is more aimed at publishing in academic journals. And small-scale farmers do not have access to supermarkets, shelf space, lack of capabilities needed to supply the required volumes, consistency that is required when you are dealing with bigger supermarkets, quality and cost of supplying to the supermarket chain. Those are some of the challenges that are faced by SMEs. And another one is that we are a member of the World Trade Organization, so it opposes the use of localization members. However, as a country, according to the World Trade Organization's Trade Relations Investment Measures, South Africa cannot impose localization on the private sector. Government has to use other tools like working together with Proudly South Africa, the private sector and manufacturing sector to engage them on the implementation and also pursue more retailers to come on board when it comes to localization. Issues for consideration for Parliament. The Portfolio Committee can ask the department for a quarterly briefing on local content verification and enforcement, because if it's going to be meaningful, we need, government needs to be able to determine illicit product and what is not an illicit product, whether people are really abiding by the localization policies. the DSP, the department also in its plans has an outcome indicator, which says that the outcome indicator for assessing, for developing mechanisms to assess the percentage of government departments and entities complying with procurement policies for SMMEs, cooperatives, and also BEE requirements. And also the department is one of its key performance indicators is a trend is to develop an annual trend analysis on the 30% public procurement target. So another issue for consideration for Parliament is that the department can call Brand South Africa to give the committee an update on buy local and look at what the impact that it has had so far, successes and challenges in that regard. The portfolio committee could also host a conference or a symposium on the impact of the country's localization on SMMEs. We can also ask the department to give us an update on challenges, progress, and a way forward on the SMMEs and infrastructure and establishing infrastructure development and establishing product markets. The portfolio committee could also hold a joint meeting with the portfolio committee on trade and industry and ask the departments to brief the committees on the African Continental Free Trade Area, and they must provide an SMME perspective. How are the SMMEs going to benefit from the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement, and how are the departments supporting the SMMEs in this regard? We could also ask for a briefing on the BEES portal, given that it's making it easier to start a business, to register a business. How is the CIPC, which is responsible for the BEES portal, how is the CIPC making it easier for the informal sector, for businesses in townships, in rural areas to be registered, given that some of them do not even have access to the internet? On the issue of skills development, the portfolio committee could invite the select committees and the PC on higher education to discuss research and skills transfer in relation to SMMEs, and also a way forward from here. How can SMMEs benefit from the research done in universities? Finally, the pronouncement on the automotive sector. The department could look at the value chain opportunities that are presented by this investment. And could also, if they could also confirm so that for the benefit of the members to understand what, or to unpack the implications of these of this investment for SMMEs. We're moving on to the next priority area number two, which is employment stimulus. The president announced there that the NYDA and the Department of Small Businesses would provide grant funding and business support to 1,000 young entrepreneurs. This provides a firm foundation for government's efforts to support 15,000 startups by 2024. So this initiative is one of the key deliverables located within the SMME support plan's restricted development model. And it's also a priority area for the sixth administration. What are the oversight implications for the portfolio committee? The portfolio committee could request a briefing from both the NYDA and the department to just brief us on the successes and lessons learned from the grant funding and business support to the 1,000 young entrepreneurs. The portfolio committee could also conduct a virtual oversight to assist of the grant funding. There is the performance, there are some of the figures in relation to the 1,000 young entrepreneurs target. So we see there that 58% of the grant funding went to young men, and 42% went to females. If we look at the spread provincially, we see there that Gauteng received the bulk of the funding, and the Northwest and the Northern Cape received 2%. And also what I found of interest is that even though the Western Cape is one of the big cities, it received only 4% of the grant funding. So the portfolio committee to brief committee on this funding, give more detail, a racial spread, and other and just unpack more issues on the funding. So we move on to the next priority area, which is expand energy generation capacity. The president announced that government will soon be initiating the procurement of an additional 11,800 megawatts of power from renewable energy, natural gas, battery storage, and coal in line with the Integrated Resource Plan of 2019. Government will also issue a request for proposal for 2,600 megawatts from wind, solar energy as part of the bid window 5. So some of the challenges for SMMEs there is that even though the renewable energy procurement program offers opportunities to SMMEs to participate in the value chain, only a few are able to do that. One of the reasons is that some of the smaller players do not have the capacity, they do not have access to information, and they have financial challenges that are a barrier for them to entering the energy space. This despite the fact that the IPPs, one of the conditions of this program is that IPPs must commit a certain percentage of their revenues to enterprise development. So oversight implications for Parliament. Parliament, number one, could ask the department, CIFA and CEDA, to brief the committee on the support that they are giving to SMMEs, to smaller IPPs, to find out how they're supporting them in preparation for the opening of the fifth window. And then the portfolio committee could also have a joint meeting with the portfolio committee on minerals and energy to oversee and scrutinize the support offered to smaller players in this regard, and also look at how the black businesses and black farmers are being supported in this regard, that is, are being supported to be able to benefit from the renewable energy project. So that was the last focus area, but there are also other pronouncements that were made that indirectly impact on SMMEs. For instance, on spectrum licensing, the president announced that the process of licensing of high demand spectrum is at an advanced stage. Well, remember that the mobile network market is highly concentrated, and so one of the priority areas of government is to open up markets so that small players can also can also participate in the economy. The other announcement was on crime. Crime and violence continues to undermine people's sense of safety and security. Tackling crime is central to the success of our recovery. Task teams have been set up in a number of provinces to deal with extortion and violence on sites of economic activity. Remember, in 2020, there were media reports on business owners being threatened to pay protection money in return for safety of businesses. And this affected the poorest of the poor. They are trying to survive, but someone else is taking a lot of their money for their own gain. So also, the 2018 SMME South Africa report states that the economic crimes in South Africa are above average if we are compared to other countries. The global average of economic crimes, which means that everybody, it's a global phenomenon, everybody is experiencing it, but the global average is at 49%, and we are standing above average, and that's not a good above average, at 77%, followed there by Kenya and France. So what are the implications for the department? For the portfolio committee could call the department and the police to brief the committee on the role the two departments can play in creating a safe environment for SMMEs, particularly those who are suffering from extortionists in the townships. Secondly, the committee, together with the select committee and portfolio committee on communication and digital technologies, could request a briefing by the Department of Small Businesses and Communication and Digital Technologies on the implication of spectrum licensing on small industry players. Also urge the Department of Small Businesses and Communication to develop a coordinating strategy that will promote the entry of smaller players into the mobile network sector. In conclusion, honorable members, the department has a vital role, a pivotal role to play in ensuring that SMMEs are not left behind and are not overlooked in the major investments in infrastructure, water, energy, and telecommunication. The department should also be a glue that sticks the SMMEs and big businesses together in order for them to stimulate large-scale job creation and accelerate economic growth. And as we see there on that slide, in conducting oversight over the work of the department and its entities, the key focus areas could be based on the promotion of SMMEs and cooperatives. What I'm trying to say there is that all those priorities have got an SMME and cooperatives component trait to them. So what is the role of the portfolio committee? The role of the portfolio committee is to exercise oversight on the department whose role it is to coordinate and facilitate opportunities and the growth of small, medium, and micro enterprises and cooperatives. So it is important for the department to make sure that this sector is represented in all those key priority areas. Thank you very much, Chairperson and honorable members. I'd like to hand over to you, Chairperson.
Thanks, Nwabis. Honorable members, here we are. This is the analysis. I'm happy the analysis is coming up also with some recommendations. What I'm happy is the issue of having joint meeting with other relevant departments so that we monitor them on the issues of small business, because small business issue should not be our baby as small business department, but it should be everyone's baby. So we really appreciate and welcome this analysis
which is at high level. It is assisting us and it will assist us to focus on the priorities even while we are moving forward to go and develop our strategy, our strat plan. Since we are waiting for the department, while doing its strategy plan should focus on the priorities announced by the president so that we are able to know. However, there are a lot of challenges which have been cited here, most especially on the issue of access to finance, access to information, which I think is our strong as the portfolio committee, that yes, we can see good plans and good documentation, but the challenge which is a bottleneck or is a stumbling block to our SMEs, they won't grow. So we must make sure that they actualize their dream by doing oversight, assisting the department to meet its target. I was just watching yesterday, unemployment rate has now grown to 32.5%. And during the afternoon, we would like to hear what is it that we're being given by the Minister of Finance as small business to be able to close those gaps. But the ball is in our court, honorable members. I would like to get some comments from your good selves. But thank you, our researcher, for the wonderful work you have presented before us. Honorable members, I will request you to assist me. I can't view my participants here, so that you indicate who. But the one I know is honorable Hendricks. I will request him to speak while others are raising their hands. Honorable Hendricks, before you leave.
Thank you very much, honorable Chair. You have been so generous. Honorable Chair, at one of the meetings, we were informed about the first 100 products of the 1,000 products. So we would like to have a list of all the 1,000 products that informs President's plan for localization. I know that one of the products was ATTA, and it raised a lot of excitement among some of the members from that area where mangoes are grown. However, Honorable Chair, I feel that it is necessary to have an incubator that will enable people, especially in the townships and Cape Flats, to access the opportunities of this 1,000 products and to assist them to produce the products or sell the products, and then also to be listed on supermarkets, to be on the shelves and so on. You remember, Honorable Chair, that Cedar, Chairman of the Board, did agree that parliamentary constituency offices can be used to increase the footprint. As you know, most of the Cedar offices are closed. I think many parliamentary offices are open. And we have written to other political parties about this idea of the incubator, because as you know, on this committee, we are not political parties, but we work together to promote small business. So when Al-Jamaa uses its national parliamentary constituency office for an incubator, it is on a non-party political basis, and we would just like to get support from the committee so that we can approach the powers that be for an incubator, specifically to teach people, to assist people to enter this new opportunity that the president has provided in Isona, and with so much good work has already been done. Secondly, Honorable Chairman, this issue of extortion of small businesses is a matter of national security. It goes, in Khayelitsha, for example, you find that when sailors from the Shanghai Naval Base live there, they also have to pay the 10% protection money, and they don't wear their uniforms. And there was a report on the effectiveness of the police in Khayelitsha, which was conducted by the Western Cape Parliament. And there are grave concerns about law enforcement and protection of the personal safety of people. So you find that Honorable Chair, ordinary hairdresser in the township, and you know there were times when you couldn't cut hair because of the regulations, they have to pay 10%. And I spoke to some of them, and to do any business in the township, especially in the Western Cape, you have to pay the 10% protection money. So it is a matter of national security, and I want you, Honorable Chair, to try and get it recognized as a matter of national security. I'm very happy that the department has been very proactive to arrange a meeting between the portfolio committee of police and ourselves, because how can we promote small businesses if they are extorted when they start up? You can imagine as they grow, that 10% also grows, and it goes into the hands of criminals who are very well established and who also has the cooperation and support, people alleged, of the police and the security forces. It is so serious, Honorable Chair, that maybe we have to revise our liberation forces like MK and APLA to come to the assistance of the community so that our liberation is not fake. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you. King, assist me with the hands or not.
Chairperson?
Chairperson?
Yes.
King, yes, King. I was monitoring the hands. The first one, it was the Mr. De Villiers, followed by Mr. Krug, and then followed by Mr. April, followed by Mr. Mtenjane, followed by Mr. Zungula.
Chairperson?
Yes.
It's Honorable April, my signal is very bad, and I'm just scared that I may be cut off before it is my time to come in.
Okay, you are preparing to speak now.
I am requesting, please, Chair. Yes, Chair, I'm requesting, please.
It's a request. Members must just bear with the Chair. Let's allow members, because we are supposed to participate, all of us. So issue of network is a problem. Can you speak, and then Honorable De Villiers will follow you.
Thanks, Chair. I will be very, very quick. I just want to say that I think the recommendations that has been put forward by Nwabiswa is very encompassing, and I think I want to take the opportunity to thank her for the presentation that they've made, and I want to support the recommendations that was made to the study group as it is. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Honorable De Villiers.
Thank you, Chair, and a very, very great thank you for the great presentation by the researcher. I enjoyed it. It's got a lot of recommendations in it and a lot of information, and I would really like it if we can have access to the presentation, if it could be shared with us, and if we as the committee could just have a day or two to then in reply via email and just say these are the recommendations we feel, and we could send it to the rest of the committee. So I'm not going to go into any of these specific points because there were many. But I do appreciate the time that was put in, and I would request that we please receive a copy of the presentation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Members. I'm happy you are enjoying it. It's empowering us, and I will appreciate as the chairperson if we can come up with other recommendations, because this will empower the department to develop their APP as well as ourselves to develop our own strategic plan. Thank you so much, Honorable De Villiers. It's progressive. Ngwabisa, they are requesting the copies of the presentation, of which you must do to all honorable members. The next speaker is Honorable Kruger.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and also my appreciation for the presentation. Madam Chair, yes, I just want to stand still a little bit with the concept of the ease of doing business. So it was mentioned in the presentation, but only one part of ease of doing business was mentioned, and that was the starting of a business. And if you look at the World Bank's index, you will find 10 different issues that hinder small businesses to do their business. And if you allow me just to read quickly through them, it's of course starting up a business, employing workers, dealing with construction permits, getting electricity, registering property, getting credit, protecting minority investors, paying taxes, trading across borders, contracting with government, enforcing contracts, and resolving insolvency. So the ease of doing business is a much wider concept than just to start a business. So one of the proposals that's on the table at the moment is my private members bill called the Ease of Doing Business that was tabled Friday in Parliament. So I ask of all committee members to get hold of this bill. If they can't, I will gladly send it to them. Just read through it and see what is your take on it, because I know that this private members bill will help small business tremendously in the future. Although the private members bill is not targeted for this committee, it's more targeted for the president's office, because I think it's his office duty to make sure that the environment that small business must operate are easily as possible. So, Madam Chair, so all I ask is please, members, get hold of the bill, read it through. I'm sure it will help not only small businesses in South Africa, but our work as committee in overseeing small business in our oversight role, it will help us a lot. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger, Honorable Tengen. We will appreciate that you will distribute that private members list to members.
Thank you very much.
Honorable Tengena, the platform is yours, my son.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, as a person who always speaks straight to the point, without fear and favor. Look, you already unpacked it, our Chairperson, because you said it loud and clear that indeed the problem that we have in this department, and we're going to continue having it, in other words, we're going to be like a broken record. For this department to achieve its goal, it really needs to do something like road shows and all those things. Because indeed, it's true, as you elaborated it, that it is not visible. People doesn't know anything about funds and all those things. And that still remains a problem, a serious problem. Especially, we will always talk this thing until maybe someone listens, especially in the rural areas. It is a serious problem. This department might be visible somewhere, maybe in the urban areas. busy funding businesses of white people and all those things. But our people on the ground here, they are not receiving any assistance at all. But nevertheless, thank you very much also for the report. The researchers' report, we heard it loud and clear. And it is without not any doubt that indeed we were the challenges. Look, the biggest challenges that we have in this department, mainly being access to funds. Now, access to funds, because there are many more other problems that goes with that. E.g., maybe you find that the person is applying, but it's got a poor credit history and all those things. We are not told here, or this department is not coming with a plan to assist such people, because we do have such people who are disadvantaged before. Some people went to the bank to borrow some money some time ago, and because of this reason or the other, they couldn't sustain their businesses until maybe they were blacklisted. So those people need help, because these are our people that we say we must help as a department. But I don't hear anyone or anything in this department talking about such issues or challenging such issues directly. We know, all of us here as a committee, that small business play a big role in the economy of our country. We can say about 30% of our GDP, GDP, depend on small businesses. But this department, as I say, it doesn't look like it's taking this point serious, per se. We are told here that the mission is to coordinate, integrate, and mobilize. Yes, we agree. But here we hear the news from the researcher that there were about 35,865 applications, of which only 1,497 approved. Look at the difference. So in other words, 34,368 are lying somewhere, hanging somewhere. We don't know what's happening. It can't be correct. It cannot be correct at all. So we further hear that the distribution of the funds, we are told here that in as far as gender is concerned, here the male is about 578 and the female 422. I think here they wanted to say number, but they say amount. But we believe that they are talking about the numbers. Here again, 10%. We are not told about our people whom we are living with. We know they are here, they are our people, we love them. People living with disability. I didn't hear anything talking about that. Because we can't put the one blanket for all. We can't say just gender, female, okay, male. We need to identify, not because we are identifying these people because of discrimination or something, no, but because we want to bring them on board. So we need to identify them and know about how many are they who are being assisted, because they are our people, we love them. In fact, they are the one who must assist most than any other one. But we don't get the exact record here as to how many of them were being assisted. Because I don't want to take more time here, because really, yeah, the rate of unemployment is too big in South Africa. Now, there are about 11 million people unemployed in the country, if my statistics are correct, although I seem to be corrected. But now, what do we do as this department? Because this department is the main pillar of all the sectors in our country. This is the only department that can see things rolling. This is the department that needs to employ more of our people. This is the department that needs to do a lot of things for our people. But it's not happening, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chair.
Chairperson?
Thank you. Thank you, my son. You are sustaining this analysis. Honorable members, let me...
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable
Person. Sorry, I didn't want to talk on the hand of my EFF friend, but I don't think this committee, there's a place to slam race. I think it was out of order to say that the small business department only look after white people. It's not true, and we all know that, and we all know that politics don't, you know, business is for everybody. So I think you must withdraw this comment about that the department is only for white people. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. I didn't hear him. Honorable Mtenjane, did you say that I would like you to withdraw, because indeed here we are to analyze the priorities as a collective and come up with wisdom as the members of the portfolio committee on how best are we going to assist the entire society moving forward. If we have said so, I would request you to withdraw that statement, because
thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Indeed, I said it, Chairperson, but how do you withdraw the truth, Chairperson? If maybe I might be get a clarity on that, because remember, we are a committee. I'm not here to say this one belongs to where and what one. I'm saying, I'm talking the fact here. It is the fact. We all know that small business caters for those people who are advantaged, mostly white people in the urban areas. We know that's true. But as a committee also, we need to come here and speak the truth. We need to come here, Chairperson, and voice out exactly with things that we meet across when we do our constituencies. If you can go back to what I was commenting about, look at the rural areas. Only black people, poor African, are staying there. But those people got nothing at all as we speak. But if you go to the urban areas, go to town, and sorry very much, Chairperson, on that. I don't know how do I apologize the truth in this committee. So in other words, you must come here in this committee and come just not to speak the truth. Unfortunately, Chairperson.
Honorable member,
not the truth.
For me, it's for the harmony of this portfolio committee, because the essence of the presentation here, of the analysis, is to assist us. I think to can say that those who are benefiting majority, that those who are living in urban areas but not in our rural areas, which is a fact. What Honorable Kruger is saying is the issue of race, of which I'm supporting as your leader, that let's try to assist our society by really putting the nail on the head direct, but let us stick to the priorities and the analysis done by our researchers. It will assist us. I think along those lines will be fine. There are a lot of issues, if I may allow us to move out from the line where we are. I think our train will collapse. That's my point, my son.
Madam Chair, thank you for that, but it's also not the truth. I mean, it's
I don't want us to have a dialogue.
Honorable Chair, Honorable
Kruger,
I
have made a ruling, Honorable Kruger. I don't want us to make a dialogue on this matter. Otherwise, the objective of this analysis will not be achieved. So my humble request is that the ruling I have made needs to bind each and every one of us. Honorable Jacobs, do you want to say something? Honorable
no, Chair,
Jacobs?
I just also agree with you.
Thank you, Chair.
I think let's go through the order, because all of us have something to say.
Exactly. Honorable Zungula, the stage is yours. Honorable Zungula.
Greetings to yourself as well as the honorable members of the committee. Firstly, I want to appreciate the presentation by the researchers. It's very clear and it provides insight on a number of issues. The first one I'd like to identify or perhaps speak about as a matter of concern, it is a lack of, there's nothing said, and perhaps I'd like to contribute that we must do something about it. As a committee, I think part of our work is to make sure that on the small business development front, all laws in the country are adhered to. I'd like to make an issue that we have a law that states that non-South African citizens, in order for them to trade in our country, they must invest a minimum of 5 million and have their businesses registered for SARS so that they can pay tax. Now, we know that in our country, that is not a reality. You have myriad of China malls whereby this is not happening. You go to the township, you go to some urban areas, this is not happening. And you find that this disadvantages our local citizens because when they trade, they need to trade with the applicable permits. From time to time, our citizens get to be chased away from certain areas in town because they do not have the right permits. However, you find that the application of the law is somewhat lenient on non-South African citizens, of which, from my perspective, it is very unfair that South African citizens have to comply with the law to its fullest, but non-South African citizens are somewhat exempt from the law. So I'd like to raise that as something that needs to be a priority from our committee to make sure that we drive the department to make sure that that part of legislation that enforces non-South African citizens to trade within certain regulation is adhered to. The second issue I'd like maybe to raise is the information that we got that because South Africa is a member of the World Trade Organization, we cannot impose localization on the private sector. For me, it's very it's a backward legislation, or it's something that makes our government not to be fully in control, or not to be fully in control of the private sector operating in our country. Now, it means we're unable to intervene, or the government is able to intervene when it comes to, for example, assisting small-scale farmers. We know that in some areas we've got young emerging farmers, and the shelves of your spas, your picketing phase, all of the vegetables there that has been procured from local farmers. Now, if government is disempowered from intervening, it makes it a problem. Therefore, I'd like to raise that we discuss this issue, maybe take it up with the respective departments to make sure that that part of the World Trade Organization, that we raise it as a concern, or we raise it as an impediment to the growth of our local SMMEs. And lastly, I want to raise the issue of we need to have a plan as to how we can improve the lives of our small-scale traders. We know that our country predominantly, the most poor people, the most vulnerable people trade in the informal sector. It can't be that we have old gogos who have been trading in the informal sector. One gogo was in the street since 2000. There's no way in which the department has assisted that gogo to develop their business from trading in the street to owning, even if it's a corner shop. Therefore, we need to develop a program that will seek to uplift South Africans, particularly the poor majority who are trading in the informal sector. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Zungula. Honorable Jacobs.
Thank you, my chair, and greetings again to everybody. I also want to record my appreciation for the presentation. Thank you, Nonwabisi, for the good presentation. I also share the sentiments that every recommendation that came out, we need to implement as a portfolio committee. I get a sense that if we do that, we can be more impactful and not just go through the motions of going through minutes and that, but really make an impact and stand for small business and informal business. The one concrete recommendation I want to make is that there is an organization called SAITA, South African Informal Traders Association. It's a large body of all that goggles that Honorable Member Sungula has spoken. And they are doing really good work. And I think we need to engage with them and see how we get them on board, because that's the real entrepreneurs. Those are the real people on the ground that is facing difficulty. And I think there's a disjuncture between the department putting out a call for proposals and getting them that's meant to have the developmental impact. So I'd want to make that strong recommendation. I want to comment on most of the points that was made, starting with the relief measures. I think we have to do oversight. If the stat is correct, there was 35,000 applications during the lockdown, and 14,000 were fully completed. But the department only spent 315 out of the 513 million rand meant for COVID relief. So I think that is a big indictment. I think almost 200 million funds could have gone for more small business. And we can't say that because lockdown is open now, our people are not struggling. So I think we need to hold the department to account for that unspent money. And also we need to ensure that we need to understand why that has happened. So I'm sharing the sentiment that we must get the department in and also do that explanation. Similarly with the banks, and I think the president also mentioned this, Chairperson, the banks, BASA and National Treasury have failed our people and have failed our president. When the president made the announcement of the 200 billion rand relief package for small business, it can't be that people don't have money to repay the loans, therefore they can't access these loans. And it is correct that my fellow fighter has said that most of the people that got the loans from the bank, the large percent, I think 80% of those have been white businesses. So again, we perpetuate inequalities by ensuring that those that are needing the loans most didn't get the loans. So it's a big indictment, and I think the president has spoken about this. But I appeal to you, Chair, let's call in the banks, let's call in National Treasury, let's widen the criteria. And if the four top banks can't provide loans, let's go to the micro lenders that have helped us in the past, because they can provide loans and our people are bankable. And I think it's really unfair in today's age that our banks want to take and charge at high rates, but they're not prepared to provide loans and real opportunities to the poor and the marginalized and the black township communities. They're prepared to give us loans for houses and cars and consumers, but not for productive activity. So I agree with you on that, Chair. I think the point around the PPE corruption, the report that we picked up, that there was not big elements in our department, but again, we need to get a report on the internal controls that's needed. Then I want to come through to really the concrete suggestions, and our researchers have really done really well. So I share the sentiments that let's go through the presentation and let's agree that this is what we're going to call. Let's call DTI and all the agencies to look at the SMME biz portal to make it easier for small business to do business. I like the idea of the symposium, and maybe Chair, you must host that symposium. I see tomorrow the president is doing a SMME symposium from 2 to 4. And so we also want to encourage all small business to be on the platforms and engage the president and our minister on small business as part of our recovery. It starts from 2 to 4 tomorrow. My bugbear, Chair, is the 30% localization and compliance monitoring of that. Say, I stay in a province and a city where there's an assault on the poor people and black people are not given business. The city of Cape Town are not providing opportunities for black people, for colored people, for African people. They don't implement the BEE compliance. The Western Cape provincial government has failed to implement government policy of broad-based black economic empowerment in favor of white privilege. So we need our department to ensure compliance happens here in City of Cape Town and Western Cape, because here's still a lot of bad stuff happening in our provinces. So I'm keen for us to have a 50% compliance in DEE, not only in the Cape, but in the entire Western Cape and elsewhere. It's only by measuring it, then we will ensure that black people are getting a share at the table. We must put quotas in place. We must ensure that we are also getting opportunities, because if we don't measure it, it will just, we will perpetuate apartheid and white privilege continuously. So I like that, and we as a portfolio, it's our political responsibility to do that oversight, Chair. I think lastly, I share the stimulus ideas on employment. Job creation is the big thing, Chair. And so we want to break down how many opportunities are being created in our townships, all townships. That should be our priorities. On the Cape Flats, we also want to have our share. If there's 1,000 youth entrepreneurs across the country, we'd like to know in the Western Cape, what is our share, what is our portion of that for rural and also our townships. Lastly, Chair, I like the idea of energy generation and safety and security around small independent power producers. We must get a share of all the big opportunities in the that government has outlined. The president has announced great things in SOPA, but it will mean nothing if the same people get it again. And so our job is to ensure that small business is everybody's business, and we ensure that small people, small business in our communities, in townships, in dorpies, access all the opportunities that they can. Thank you, Chair, again. Well done to our researchers. And let us, as this committee, unite to ensure that we do our oversight properly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. Thanks to all honorable members. I'm happy we are speaking with one voice, all of us. And the issue of inequality is coming up sharply. I would like our researchers to do research for us to analyze, as you have indicated, Honorable Jacobs and other honorable members, Honorable Mtenjwana too, that we get the breakdown on all those priorities and targets. Since we're going to receive our quarterly reports by the department and its entity, I believe before they come with those reports, let's get the analysis from our researchers. Let's do it quickly so that during that day we'll ventilate, but at the same time, it will assist us to come up with our strat plan, as I've indicated earlier on, because our role while doing oversight is to come up with some recommendations and track those recommendations, which if they are being implemented by the department. I'm happy we have touched many, many things. I think our secretaries were jotting them down. And Ngabisa, the request is that we receive this presentation by added on the issue of BASA. You are right, we'll have to move to macro lenders if we're not being heard, and that should be our recommendation. Again, the inconsistency of policies which are depriving our people, most especially those poorer of the poor, of not receiving any assistance, won't get anywhere. I really support even Honorable Zungula on the issue of WTO, so that we can't say we have got small business for 10 years, 20 years. Our business, our people must grow, as well as our small-scale farmers. They must grow. So is the role of this department, I think, Ngabisa, it didn't include agriculture on those departments. You are saying you must meet. You must also include agriculture so that it should be part of us, because we want to make sure that each and every department indicates to us what is it that they are doing to address these matters. But We are happy. Let me join my honorable members who can say this has been a good work. It's a start. Let's move forward. Honorable members, let's try our best. Those who feel they still have got issues to raise, in line with the analysis on the priorities by the president, because I don't want us to move out from those priorities, because they're the one who's going to be developed. We're going to develop our strategic plan based on the priorities announced by the president. The department is going to develop its APP based on these priorities. Ours is to check whether all those areas of concerns which has been raised here in this analysis are being addressed. Then we'll say we are a portfolio committee which is on course. But I'm happy. Unless there is anyone who wants to say something before I close the meeting.
Okay.
There's
a hand from Honorable Mathulelwa.
Okay. Honorable Mathulelwa, the stage is yours.
Honorable Chair, am I audible? My network is unstable.
You are audible, my darling. You are audible,
thank you,
my dear.
Mama. The point that I want to raise is the point of the Greeks who have promised to be a part of us. I think he must be here and give us some reports and give us some of the plans on how to help, because I'm thinking of the business that is left aside, the one of the saloons and the beauty, what some things of those things are that are done in rural areas and in townships. Also, my concern is to see that also our
you are now breaking. I can't hear you. We can't hear you now. Can you write down your issues and send them to King? Honorable.
Chair.
Yes.
Honorable Mtenjana has raised again the hand.
Okay. Honorable Mtenjana, in the meantime.
Thank you very much, colleagues. Once more, mine is very short, Chairperson. I just want to find out here, can we, I've got a humble request. Can we please get the copies of the reports that we're going to deal with, say maybe 2-3 days before, so that we can go through them very well, because we've got many more other works that we are doing. So this thing of receiving copies maybe a night before, some of us, it gives us a problem, because then you find that you are busy with other jobs somewhere, and then you have to go through this thing so you can understand it correctly and come and seek clarity or contribute correctly. Can we please get the copies, say maybe 2 days before, so that we can go through them? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
I think your concern is registered, my son. I will request our secretaries to liaise with the department, because we rely on them. But you are correct, because to do oversight, you must understand what is it that you are doing. But at the same time, I'm saying we'll continue requesting our researchers to analyze documents for us, or presentations for us before time, so that we digest, and then when the department comes, all of us, we are ready and we'll be speaking with one voice. And it will also assist us to be focused, because the essence of having an APP, the department must not move out from that particular document which would have adopted as a portfolio committee. Again, they must not move up, they must not develop anything, any priority which is not in line with the SONA pronouncement. So your concern is registered, my son. In the absence of any hand, let me take this opportunity and thank all of you. You have been good participants and good listeners. I believe we'll go far. Thanks to our officials. Thanks in particular to Nwabis, our researcher, continue doing the good work. I believe we have jotted everything. You will summarize all those recommendations and hand over to honorable members in due course. Thank you so much. The meeting.
Long live the chair.
King, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because I can't see the agenda on the screen any longer.
Yes, chair.
This was the last item, ne?
Yes, it was the last item.
Can you give us the announcement, the one of the president tomorrow, on the one Honorable Jacobs was highlighting, that the president will be between 2 and 4, exchanging words with SMEs online?
Chairperson, I'll request Akona.
Okay. Akona is your platform, is right. Not the portfolio committee issue, is the government issue. Akona, can you give us that announcement before I close the meeting, please?
Come again, sir, you're not that audible.
I was not audible. I'm saying brief us on the on tomorrow's activity by the president with the SMEs, which is going to take place around 2 and 4, to that members can view it, and how do we link it? Is there any link which members can link, and what is it that we need to follow to be able to follow up that particular activity as members?
Thank you very much for the platform, Chair. I think it's a network. If I'm not audible, I'm just going to indicate, Chair. Ne?
Okay.
Okay. The engagement with SME and entrepreneurs will take place tomorrow from 2 up until 4. It's going to be televised on a major channel like ENCA, News Africa, and SABC News, and also in GIS platforms. It's going to also be on the Facebook, on the government page. It's also going to be on Twitter and the YouTube government does it. So those are the platforms. But the most engagement will happen via Facebook Live, where the entrepreneurs will be able to pose questions. Well, that's the only interactive platform that will be there, except this one that will be televised. I think that will be enough, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable members, here we are. Those who have got time, let's go tomorrow and listen to the president. It will empower us. Some of the issues will in line with our, what you call, our analysis today here. Thank you so much, honorable members. The meeting stands adjourned.
Chair.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, Chairperson.
Yes, King.
No, it's not visa, Chair.
Yes.
Chairperson,
okay,
my apologies.
I can hear you.
My apologies. I know you've adjourned the meeting. I just wanted to inform the members that documents have been circulated on this presentation. There's a presentation, and there's also a document that supports this presentation. So some of the information, especially on the ease of doing business, will also be there. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Navis. King.
It can feel
like a
chair.
It can feel like one hand. Can feel like Papa. I think Commissioner. I think we're now moving towards the right direction.
Yeah, I think so. No, I know me coming. Let me come in steering. Kwalanda. I know, no doubt.
I'm prepared. I'm actually coming.
I love. Look on the squad. Look on. No, I was going to...